Hello, gorgeous. Welcome to a short erotic sex story written and told by Lala's Bedtime Tales. Your favorite erotic storytelling podcast host is just dropping in with a few announcements for Lala's Bedtime Tales. It's November, which means it's cuffing season and cuddle weather. So get ready for some hot and steamy tales that'll put you in the mood for this baby-making weather. So please, help others find my podcast so they can enjoy my stories like you do by rating and reviewing my podcast. As an erotic writer and storyteller, I am always interested in feedback and knowing your thoughts on the stories I share with you all. So, show your girl some love by doing a review and a 5-star rating of this podcast. If you enjoy listening to my podcast, check out my first book, published on Amazon. It's Lala's Bedtime Tales Erotic Stories Volume 1. It's an anthology of all the best erotic short sex stories I've written, with illustrations and a sexy playlist. You can purchase the ebook on Amazon for Kindle or read it for free with your Kindle Unlimited subscription. Please check it out and leave your girl a review on it. Christmas is around the corner. If you're looking for fun and flirty merch for the people on your nice list this holiday season, check out the brand t-shirts, flirty flasks, sexy shot glasses, boozy wine tumblers, and journals that I offer in Lala's Bedtime Tales store. Did someone make your naughty list this holiday season? Then check out Lala's Bedtime Tales Pleasure Shop and get them something, oh, so sexy. I offer sex toys and accessories that'll be perfect for anyone who likes to get a little, or like me, a whole lot of naughty. So hurry over to lalasbedtimetales.com to check out these hot items. Use code SEXUALLIBERATORS10 for 10% off your first purchase until mid-November. Check out the show notes for the discount code and link to Lala's Bedtime Tales store to shop. Remember, your greatest pleasure awaits. Also, if you love my erotic stories but would love sex advice, dating tips, and sexual health info, then be sure to follow me on Instagram at Lala's Bedtime Tales. Every month, there will be a fun giveaway to aid all your sexy erotic needs and sexual liberation journey. Also, if you want easy access to all things sexy and Lala's Bedtime Tales, subscribe to Lala's Bedtime Tales mailing list. You can find the link in the episode notes. Lastly, be sure to subscribe to my podcast so you'll be alerted whenever there's a new sexy audio erotic tale for you to listen to for your pleasure. Keep listening because this is a great sexy tale to kick off the Thanksgiving season. There's sex, sex, and did I mention more sex? It's time for Lala's Bedtime Tales. Grab your wine, dim the lights, and get ready to listen to an oh-so-sexy bedtime story. I'm Lala, and I want to tell you an erotic story guaranteed to turn you on and get you hot and bothered. So, listen up. Hello, erotica lovers. Welcome back for another sexy, oh, so erotic story of Lala's Bedtime Tales. It's sweater weather, pumpkin spice, it's in the air, and Hallmark and Lifetime are starting their countdown for Christmas with the Christmas movies that give you all the holiday feels. But stop! What about fall harvest holidays? Like Thanksgiving. This is the perfect time of the year to fall in love. Have you ever experienced a breakup from hell right before the holidays? Where you're just dreading going home for the holidays because you don't want to hear about letting a good one go or have your family dissect your non-existent love life? Well, the latest erotic tale's main character, Alina Munoz, can definitely relate if you feel seen right now. In the first part of this Thanksgiving erotic sex story, Alina has a bitter breakup right before the holidays that no one will let her forget happen. Find out how she deals with her annoying, nosy loved ones this holiday season. So, listen up, because you're in for an autumn holiday treat that's perfect for this cozy, cozy weather. I'm startled awake by a knock on my door. I look around, taking in my surroundings, confused about my whereabouts. I place a palm on my forehead, trying to ease my splitting headache, which only helps revive my memories of every bad thing that has happened to me in the course of a week. These terrible memories come flooding back to me, causing goosebumps of panic to cover my skin and my heart to beat outside of my chest. My body feels like it's been hit by a train because I spent the past few nights sleeping on the lumpy, oversized brown suede couch in the office of my bar, the beloved Munoz's bar. The knock gets louder and harder on my door as I contemplate ignoring it in hopes that the person will go away. Alina, get your ass out here. You can't hide in there forever. You have a business to run? Bryce's familiar deep voice loudly reprimands me from the other side of the door. I let out a loud groan because the fucker is right. I rush into the bathroom to freshen up, and the once beautiful girl I've come to love and respect isn't staring back at me. The girl's reflection in the bathroom mirror looks like shit. Her eyes have big black bags underneath, the size of an overstuffed airplane carry-on. Her appearance is disheveled, showcasing her brokenness, and her poor emotional state is evident in the despair in her eyes. I let out every profane word known to man, splash water on my face, straighten my ratty old LA Dodgers tee, and brush the wrinkles out of my faded cutoffs. Get it to fucking gather, Alina Munoz, I say, giving the shitty stranger in the mirror a pep talk, before begrudgingly walking out of the office to show my face to the malevolent world. I take a deep breath, trying to calm my nerves, stepping out of the office to loud booing and snickers. I roll my eyes, hold my head high, and march over to the bar where my bartender is swamped with orders. Munoz's bar has always been busy, especially since it's located near one of the biggest marine bases in the country, but even more so after I recently starred in a viral military homecoming gun wrong. Well, wrong is definitely an understatement. A bomb fucking detonated, and I broke the internet worse than when Will Smith slapped the shit out of Chris Rock at the Oscars. I hear my voice ring out. Yeah, buddy. Imagine my shock when 7 months ago, a woman that's 2 months pregnant showed up at our place, homeless and needing a place to stay, claiming she's pregnant with my boyfriend of 8 years' baby. I hear loud oohs and burns as laughter rings out. I really wish they stopped playing that shit. I rub my sore neck and shoot the group of young Marines watching the viral video on replay one of my most deadliest glares. You look like absolute shit, Munoz, Bryce states, taking a swig of his beer. I roll my eyes as I start pouring drinks in hopes that the quicker these motherfuckers got them, the quicker they disperse from around the bar. No shit, Captain Obvious, I murmur, pinching the bridge of my nose. I have been living out one of the most embarrassing days of my life over and over again, thanks to the phenomenal media outlet that we all know as social fucking media. And being an internet sensation brought you love and hate. If you go viral, you don't want to go viral for dissing a serviceman. Apparently, even if he did deserve it. Fucking trust me. I had the honor of learning that shit the hard way. I remember that godforsaken day as if it were yesterday. I walked into Munoz's bar to open up for the day, and there were people and cameras everywhere. Then, to my surprise, Javi Contreras, my longtime boyfriend since high school, greeted me in his Marine camis. I was in complete shock. He'd been gone for almost a year now, and last time we'd briefly spoken, he told me for the millionth time he was unsure when he'd be coming home. Clearly, the bastard lied, like he had about many things. Deepening my mortification, Javi dropped to one knee and spewed a bunch of bullshit about how he wanted me to be his forever, lies, and I am his one true love, more lies, and one of the most theatrical proposals I've ever witnessed in my life. I attempted to save him from embarrassment by asking to talk in private, but Javi, being the attention whore he is, kept shaking his head no. So, I frustratingly dropped the biggest bomb on him about his other girlfriend being pregnant as part of my rejection to his proposal. I thought the fucker was going to pass out. I'd never seen anyone's face go so ghostly pale as their eyes bugged out of their head. Next thing you know, the shit show airs and I'm labeled the badass, no shit taking heroine, or the scornful revenge seeking bitch that took a should be heartfelt moment to embarrass a serviceman back from deployment. My mother called me, reading me the riot act, telling me about how she received a call from a hysterical Mrs. Contreras and how I should accept the proposal to save face. But the forever disappointment to her that I am, I had brought embarrassment on her and the family of one of her oldest and dearest friends. Yet, was everyone missing the fact I was fucking cheated on and did a noble deed by taking in my dude's baby mama? Did these people actually think I should have accepted that jackass's proposal? I shake my head in frustration, vigorously wiping down the bar. It'll all blow over soon. I mean, it sucks since we live in Oceanside, and Javi happens to be one of the Marines from the local base. I give Bryce a glare because I didn't need someone rubbing salt into my raw wounds at the moment. Bryce rushes out, but something else big will happen. Like, I don't know, someone super gluing their hair to their head, and you'll be old news. Thanks, Bry. You're really helping. God, I really need a place to stay. I moved out and I've been crashing on the couch in the office. There's no way in hell I'll be going home to Mama Siddiqui to feel her wrath. It's bad enough I'll have to see her in a couple of weeks for Thanksgiving and hear about how all I do is give her a migraine. God, I really miss sleeping with the baby mama. I say half sarcastically and half longingly. Bryce spits out his beer, coughing up a lung, giving me a wide-eyed stare like he just heard his long-awaited paternity test results on an episode of Mari. You were fucking the baby mama too? Is her pussy made of gold and do her nipples lactate beer? Bryce loudly whispers, ignoring my scowl as I clean up the beer he spit all over the bar. What the fuck? No! I can neither confirm or deny the status of her nipples nor the status of her pussy. It's probably been destroyed as we speak since she should have delivered the baby by now. But our mattress was like sleeping on a cloud and she had this pregnancy body pillow I bought her that was heaven on earth. I dreamily respond, letting out a sigh of agitation. My blood boils with anger as I think about how Javi's selfish antics completely uprooted my life. I'm being treated like the bad guy after I moved out the apartment, after I took care of his baby mama while he was deployed, and I was now sleeping on a lumpy fucking couch and uncomfortable because I hadn't been able to properly shower for days. One, you can come crash with me and Tia for the next couple of days. My girl loves the other best girl in my life, so she won't mind. Two, if you're looking for a place, I think I might know of a house for rent, Bryce says. My heart swells and a broad smile crosses my face. Oh, thank God. This is why Bryce is my bestest and oldest friend. Bryce always comes to my rescue, protects me, and provides me with a shoulder to cry on whenever I need one. Bryce is my knight in shining armor. His kryptonite is definitely damsels in distress. In high school, his nickname was Mr. Save-A-Ho for a reason. In this moment, he was living up to the title by helping me out of this annoying mess. I pass him another free bottle of beer. He smiles, winks, and continues. I heard from my LT that my commander, Colonel Hart, has a place in Oceanside he's been trying to rent out, but I'll fucking take it. Where do I sign? How do I get in contact with this commander dude? When will it be available? I cut Bryce off, determined to secure this place because I could not spend another night surfing or sleeping in my bar's office. Are you sure? I suggest you would at least look at the place. I mean, Bryce states, staring at me like I've lost my damn mind for overly eager behavior to move into a place I haven't seen. I don't care. Please just tell me the next steps. I'm so ready to be in my own place again. I desperately plead. All right, Bryce says, rubbing his hands over the scruff on his chin before continuing. I'll let my LT know that you want the place. I let out a sigh of relief, ecstatic to finally be moving into my own place. I jump up and down in glee a few times. Maybe things were finally looking up for me after the shitty nightmare I'd barely been surviving this past week. I'm going to fucking kill Bryce. This has become my daily mantra. I mean, in all fairness, he did try to warn me about moving in and paying a non-refundable deposit on a place I'd never seen, but his commander should be fucking ashamed of himself. This one-bedroom, quaint home was a fucking dump. Fixer up or my ass. I find myself currently living in a shithole, and there's no way in hell this place can be up to code. Every day, I am constantly finding something new that is fucked up with this rental property. Also, my landlord, Colonel Hart, either didn't exist, is a complete fucking jackass, or the busiest man in the universe. I've never met the fucking man, which would be fine if there wasn't something breaking every damn day in this shithole he's charging a pretty penny for. The bastard is ignoring my calls like he owes me fucking money. I've resorted to leaving him multiple daily irate messages because his house is practically unlivable. Plus, this bastard doesn't have the balls to come meet my wrath himself, or at least have the decency to send an actual handyman to fix all the shit that is fucked up in this dilapidated house. Over the past week and a half, I'd been greeted in my spare time away from the bar by some musclehead Marine to come check out or fix some shit at my place. Surprise, surprise, these jackasses don't have a clue about home improvement. They're volunteering for these jobs, wanting to kiss their commander's ass. These meatheads come over, tinker with some shit, get lucky, and it'll work for a few hours, then break again. Enough is enough. I have decided I am going to march my ass to that man's office Monday morning, come hell or high water, and give him a piece of my fucking mind. I am over this shit. I'm beginning to really fucking hate Marines. These fuckers are forever ruining my life. I aggressively rub my throbbing temples, feeling as if an ice pick is permanently hacking behind my left eye. My body has recently become a constant state of painful tension. I am just one big stress ball. By the end of this year, I won't have any teeth left from the constant grinding of my jaw. I need to relax before I have a stroke at 22 years old. A nice warm shower or bath always calms my nerves. Since this shit place doesn't have a functioning bathtub, I decide to clear my head with a nice hot shower. I stand under the spray of the shower head, feeling the hot water massage my body, causing every tight muscle slowly to begin to ease and the knots in my body begin to unravel. But I still feel on edge, not able to fully relax, fuck. It's probably because it's been a while since I've gotten some dick. My pussy has been aching and throbbing with sexual want. Javi has been the only person I've fucked since he swiped my V card our sophomore year of high school. It's never been anything to write home about. Honestly, I should have written him a Dear John letter years ago. I step out of the shower, fishing the perfect solution for my needy pussy out of the closest bathroom drawer. I slap my suction cup, 8-inch, good time buddy, Anthony, a lifelike dildo to the shower wall. I slather him with water-based lubricant and turn to face the shower head. I swear sex toys are the best invention on earth. They don't say dumb, misogynistic shit. They don't leave the toilet seat up or knock up their side pieces and humiliate you with a mediocre media-covered proposal. I spread my legs and bend over slightly, lining the entrance of my quivering vagina with the head of the dildo. I tease myself slowly riding the head to stretch my sex out some so I can comfortably take my good time pal filling myself to the hilt. I begin toying with my erect nipples by kneading and rolling them between my index finger and thumb until they are overly sensitive. I feel a pleasurable pain as the warm water beats down against the elongated buds. I let out a low whimper, grinding down on the dildo until my pussy is stuffed to the max. As much as I love some real man meat, the silicone dick will get the job done and at least there'll be a guaranteed orgasm, which unfortunately wasn't always the case with Javi. I slowly begin to ride Anthony, letting out a moan of satisfaction as it deeply penetrates me, massaging my hot, wet center. I snatch the shower head off the wall, holding it to my clitoris as I slam up and down on my dildo, riding it so hard my body begins to writhe and convulse as I feel my orgasm building inside of me. I grind my pulsing clitoris on the shower head more intensely as I rock back and forth against the dildo. I begin panting, feeling my body become flush, my clitoris throbbing, all the telltale signs that I'm about to come, and then I squeal in pain as the shower head clatters to the ground after sending what feels like shards of ice onto my clitoris before shutting off. I scream in a deadly rage, so sexually frustrated, so close to the damn orgasm I've been craving and needing desperately. I disengage my body from my dildo and furiously stomp out the shower. I wrap myself in a fluffy white towel and head to my living room where I left my phone charging. Enough was enough from this shit landlord. I couldn't even get my rocks off because everything in this house is broken. I let out a loud, ear-piercing screech as I enter into my open space living room and kitchen. Shivering from the drafty chill of the old house, I hold my towel tighter against my body, peering into a pair of shocked, beautiful, bright blue eyes of an older man that has just finished whipping his soaking wet shirt over his head. My mouth goes dry. My pussy throbbing as erratically as my heart, causing me to clench my thighs together for some relief. Oh my, oh my. This shirtless man standing in the middle of my kitchen is sexy as sin. His biceps bulge with muscles, and he has abs for days, meaning he's probably never missed a workout a day in his life. My mouth salivates, taking in his muscular thighs clawed in gray sweatpants that should be illegal. We stand staring at each other, his eyes fill with lust as he takes in my dripping wet naked body in nothing but a towel that's leaving very little to the imagination. Remembering myself, I clear my throat to steady my thoughts and ask, "Who the fuck are you and why are you in my house?" I swipe my wet, tangled mess of dark curls out of my face, trying to keep my eyes on this gorgeous older man's face and off his lickable, chiseled abs. He rubs the back of his neck, gaining his composure, and answers in a deep, raspy voice, "I'm here to fix the dishwasher." Motherfucker, That dickhead of a landlord sent another one of his damn Marines to do his dirty work. I stump over to him, grabbing him by the wrist, yanking him towards the bathroom. I push him into my bathroom, which he dwarfs with his tall, muscular frame, making it feel about 100 degrees hotter with me and him enclosed in the tight space. I shake my head, trying to focus on the task at hand, and exclaim, "Fuck the dishwasher. I was, washing my hair and the shower head stopped working on me." He steps into the shower and I step into the doorway of it to get a closer look at his gorgeous body. I mean, the shower head. Fuck! I needed to get dick down and I needed to do so quickly. I was losing my mind. The gorgeous stranger begins turning the shower knobs and tinkering with the shower head, confusion creasing his tanned forehead and clouding those beautiful blue eyes of his. I feel my body becoming hot, my pussy getting wet, and the bud between my thighs throbbing as I watch the muscles of the man's back flex with every move as he examines the shower hardware. Thoughts of the man fucking into my horny pussy fill my mind. I envision him standing in the shower, soaking wet, my legs wrapped around his waist, his strong fingers digging into my ass cheeks as he aggressively pounds into my pussy. I'm brought back to reality as I'm literally doused in cold water when the sexy fucker finally gets the shower head to turn back on. I let out a delayed scream, jumping away from him to avoid getting sprayed with more ice-cold water. Amid my ungraceful scramble to avoid the water, my white, fluffy bath towel slips off my body. "I am so sorry, sweetheart," the man states, spastically turning the shower knobs to turn off the shower head. His eyes widen in shock once he turns to face me. My nipples harden and lengthen under his passion-filled gaze as his eyes roam over my naked body. The longer his gaze feasts on me standing in nothing but my birthday suit, my chest heaves from my panting. My skin feels heated and prickly, and my pussy drips in arousal. I realize he soaked himself in the process of getting the shower head working, and his gray sweatpants cling to his thighs, showcasing the impressive dick that's currently tinting the front of his pants. I don't know who moves first, but my back is being slammed against the bathroom door. His fingers tangle in my messy hair as he devours my mouth with a hard, passionate kiss. I moan in pleasure as my hardened nipples tingle from the delicious sensation created by the friction of the erect buds rubbing against his chest hair. I grab the silk strands of his hair, nipping at his bottom lip, pressing myself closer into his hard, muscular frame. He rips his mouth from my swollen lips to bite, nibble, and lick my ear, causing me to shiver as fiery ribbons of lust tug at my hot, wet center. I shove my hands down his wet boxers and sweatpants, swiping my finger around the tip and filling and moistening my fingers with his pre-cum. He lets out a low, deep, throaty groan. I can barely wrap my hand around the thick girth of his manhood as I begin fisting up and down his impressive length. I let out a screech of pleasure as his teeth sink into my shoulder before he wrenches himself out of my grip. He gives me a smirk, causing me to swallow the lump of anticipation in my throat. The sexy stranger spins me around, pushing my heated, naked body down on the cool granite bathroom countertop. He wraps my long, tangled hair around his fist, slightly lifting my upper body off the counter. I have no choice but to watch him in the mirror as he slams his big dick into my dripping, wet pussy. I let out a hiss of sexual satisfaction as he pulls my hair taut around his fist, causing a slight pain. My nipples love the sensation he creates as they drag back and forth against the cold granite countertop as he bucks into my wet channel mercilessly. I watch in the mirror, meeting the man thrust for thrust as he fucks me hard, deep, and savagely from behind against my bathroom countertop. My knees painfully hit the vanity drawers, and I know that it'll leave some bruising, but my sex-fevered mind doesn't give a fuck. I love the way this man is dominating my pussy with deep, strong strokes. I feel my orgasm building, and he lets go of my hip as he speeds up his strokes to reach in front of me and begin squeezing and stroking my clitoris until I see stars. My pussy clamps down on his dick as I convulse and writhe against him, riding out the cosmic waves of my orgasm. He pounds into me a few more times before pulling out and squirting his sexual release all over my backside. He slumps to the ground, breathing heavily with me in his arms as we both recover from the intensity of our orgasm. My body feels lighter and I can't think clear. He kisses my hair, kneading my nipples in a way that makes my stomach flop and my body begin to gear up for a round two. I go rigid in his arms, realizing I just let a complete stranger fuck my brains out on my bathroom countertop. Sensing the change in my body language, the man's deep, raspy voice questions, "What's wrong? I just fucked you and we don't even know each other's names?" I say mortified, trying to pull out of his grasp, but he anchors me in place, stroking my stomach, making me settle in between his strong, muscular thighs on the bathroom floor. Easy solution. I'm Damien. This has been a very pleasurable first meeting, he jokes. I am so glad Damien can't see my face because I feel heat rise up my neck and I'm sure I'm as red as a tomato. I'm Alina. Yes, I really needed that fuck. So, thank you. Well, I guess I should be thanking my shitty landlord for sending another one of his Marines. That guy is such an asshat. I can't wait to give your shitty commander, Colonel Hart, a piece of my fucking mind. Have you met the bastard? I ask, turning to face him as his hold goes slack around my waist. He gives me a small smirk. Damien looks sexy as hell when his hooded gaze meets mine. He lets out a small laugh and answers, "Oh yeah, I know the bastard very well. In fact, my whole life. Since I am Colonel Hart." Oh my fucking gosh. I just fucked my landlord and insulted him all within our first meeting. I feel the blood drain from my face. For one of the very few times in my life, I am at a loss for words. He begins to laugh hysterically, causing me to become infuriated with his response. "What's so funny?" I question, shooting him fiery daggers with my coldest glare. "Oh, nothing. You were a fucking hellcat on my voicemail. My crew was calling you names I shall not repeat after coming by to assist you in my absence. And well, you just mouthed off. So I'm thinking of all the ways I'm going to fuck the sass out of you, sweetheart." He responds matter-of-factly, his bright blue eyes darkening to a stormy blue and his dirty mouth causing butterflies to flutter in my vagina. After studying my face for a second, he continues, "Are you the young woman from the vi-" I cover his mouth with mine, not wanting him to bring up that damn viral video, when he finally helped me stop thinking about it only a mere few minutes ago. I pull away breathlessly and say, "I can think of better ways to spend our time than talking about some stupid video." I begin stroking his dick, licking my lips as I thrust his dick into my hot, wet mouth, wrapping my lips around him. "Last question," he grinds out breathily, through clenched teeth. I suck him as far down my throat as possible before lifting my head and releasing his dick from my mouth with a loud, sloppy pop. I quirk an eyebrow at him, waiting for him to continue. "Is that a dildo suctioned to the shower wall?" he asks with laughter in his voice. I go bright red, feeling the heat rise in my face. "What can I say? I'm a girl that loves her toys," I respond with a big smile, thrusting his dick back into my mouth and helling him to the back of my throat. Commander Hart lets out a loud moan. I am going to have some fun with my sexy new landlord because he is proving to be a great distraction. You're a girl who loves her toys, huh? Well, sweetheart, I have some fun toys for you. Damien whispers, sending a chill down my spine as he kisses the twin dimples on my lower back. I was spent and shaking from the recent sex marathon. This man always put me through my paces. My landlord has proven himself to be a sex god over the past 2 weeks. I had been wasting my time with Javi, who didn't know what a clitoris was if it was smacking him dead in the face. Older men were definitely the way to go if you wanted to be satisfied in bed. Damien was 23 years older than me and had been introducing me to things in bed I'd never known existed. Currently, my arms were spread in a high V above my head, shackled to the headboard of my bed in leather cuffs. I lay on my stomach with my legs spread eagled behind me and held in place with leather cuffs shackled to the footboard of the bed frame. I hear a loud buzzing vibration from behind me, but from this positioning, I can't turn my head. I let out a soft gasp as I feel a slight burning sensation in my butt as Damien finger fucks my ass up to his knuckles with two fingers. It feels surprisingly good to have him stroke his fingers in such a taboo place of my body. I clench my empty center as desire pulls between my thighs. I rock my hips back to meet the thrusting of his fingers as I vocalize my sexual delight with a throaty moan, grinding down my clitoris against the mattress as Damien stretches my asshole with his fingers. When I start to feel close to the cusp of orgasm, Damien slides his fingers out of my ass, giving it a hard smack. "You better not fucking come," he growls, giving my ass an even harder smack than the first lick. I slow my breathing, thinking about something else to rein in my arousal and not to detonate before he gives me permission to climax. I hear the squirting of a liquid from a bottle and feel a sticky, cool gel slide down between my butt cheeks. Damien slides a gel-coated finger into my asshole, swirling it around, taking precaution to generously coat the tight rosebud of my ass with lubricant. I hold my breath, my heart rate accelerating because I was nervous yet curious about doing anal. It's nothing I had ever done with Javi, but expressed my curiosity about it to Damien when he asked if I'd ever taken a cock up the ass. "Take a deep breath, sweetheart. Relax your body. I have a new toy for you. It's a butt plug. I want to prepare that sweet, juicy ass of yours before I fill you with my dick, baby," Damien says as I feel a pressure at the entrance of my asshole. I begin to squirm against the restraints as a vibration zings up my spine. The vibrations of the butt plug deliciously massages me, sending unimaginable pleasure to my hot, wet pussy. I scream out my orgasm, shocking myself that I am able to come from anal stimulation alone. Damien slaps me hard on my ass, reprimanding me. "Naughty, naughty, I didn't tell you that you could come. Now be a good little girl for the commander and get that ass in the air for me. I'll have to punish you for being a naughty little slut." I let out a moan as my insides clench and my arousal coats the inside of my thighs. Damien's dirty mouth always gets me wet, no matter how derogatory his words. I love when he says those nasty things to me, especially when he refers to himself as the commander and calls me his dirty little slut or a good girl. I push myself up onto my knees, spreading my legs wide as the vibrations in my asshole speed up, becoming more intense. I assume Damien's controlling the vibrating butt plug with a remote control, testing my limits and causing me to go wild. Damien slowly slides just the tip of his big dick into my engorged throbbing core and slowly drags himself out in a shallow thrust. He does this 2 more times before slamming into me. I feel deliciously full as he hisses from the tight fit of his dick in my pussy with the vibrating butt plug in my ass. I can assume my commander is pleased by the way my pussy wraps around his dick like a tight-fitting glove. He begins fucking me mercilessly, simultaneously, with the tempo of the butt plug. One hand holds me steady, digging into my hip, while the other pulls on my long, dark hair. Damien fucks me aggressively and dirty, working me over into orgasm after orgasm until my voice is hoarse from screaming. I feel like I'm about to pass out as he yells out his release, his weight collapsing on top of my satiated body. Damien quickly gets off of me, cautious not to crush me with his weight. He slowly pulls the butt plug out of my ass as I lay limp and satisfied on the bed. He releases my limbs from the restraints, massaging life back into them. Damien leaves me on the bed for a short period to grab a warm, damp towel from the bathroom. He gently and thoroughly cleans my body up for my sweat and sexual release. I sit up, lightheaded from the amazing fucking, and he comes to sit behind me, massaging the kinks out of my shoulders. "Come to my mom's with me for Thanksgiving," I blurt out, not even thinking since my mind is still coming down from its drunken haze after experiencing earth-shattering sex. Damien's hands freeze on my shoulders. Fuck! I scared him away. I quickly rush out to save face. "Only if you don't have any plans, I mean." He continues to knee my shoulders, working his hands over to massage the stress out of my neck, causing me to groan. I hold my breath as I wait for his response. "Yeah, sure. My son spends it at his mother's every year when he's not deployed, and my retired parents spend this time of the year traveling. So, I'm free," he answers after a beat. I let out a sigh of relief. This is the first Thanksgiving since my dad passed away, and he was typically the buffer between my mom and I during holidays. Hell, if not on the regular. So, with a guest in tow, she will definitely be on her best behavior, which meant I could avoid her reprimands about the hobby debacle and the damn viral video that has yet to die down. I am extremely winded. I'm panting like I just ran a marathon trying to catch my breath. I'm a flushed, sweaty, hot mess, and I'm pretty sure I've ruined the leather of Damien's Range Rover's passenger seat with my sopping, wet pussy. I've never came so hard and so fast in my entire life. It was about an hour and a half drive from Oceanside to my mom's house in Los Angeles. So, Damien made good use of the mini road trip by torturing me with a panty vibrator. He pulls me across the dash in the front seat, sliding me down onto his rock-hard dick. "Damien, we can't. We're sitting outside my mother's house," I lamely protest, flexing my throbbing core muscles around his dick. All the play on the way to my mother's house left me so hot and so horny. "We'll make it fast," Damien mutters, his hot, wet breath against the pressure point of my neck sending chills down my spine. I hike my leather skirt up higher around my waist, flinging my thighs wide as I rock back and forth on his dick. I live for this full feeling that Damien's dick provides me as I bounce up and down. His dick hits my G-spot, causing me to quiver with satisfaction. Damien pulls down the front of my V-neck bodysuit, exposing my tits, and I let out a throaty moan as his hot, wet mouth latches on a pert nipple. I dig my nails into the shoulder rest of a driver's seat to pick up pace, kegeling his dick as I grind my clitoris down on his pelvis to hurdle us to climax. Damien's hips meet me thrust for thrust until we're both shaking as we explode from our orgasm simultaneously. Beep! Oh shit. I accidentally laid back on the horn. I quickly scramble off his lap into the passenger seat to fix my disheveled appearance. Damien lets out a loud, boisterous laugh as he tucks his dick back into his jeans. Fuck! Thank God my mom or brother didn't come outside. I say, letting out a breath I didn't know I was holding as I turned to open the car door. Brother? Damien questions, pausing to turn and look at me quizzically. Yeah, sorry. I totally forgot he'd be here today. Don't look so worried, because he's almost 8 years older than me and we didn't grow up together. He won't even think about you or try to put on a macho big brother act, I say, hopping out the car. Damien and I walk towards the door hand in hand. I don't bother knocking and unlock the door with the spare key my mom hides under a rock near the bushes. Ami, I shout as I enter into the warm house, feeling at home as traditional Pakistani spices and American traditional Thanksgiving scents fill my nostrils. Did you just speak Urdu? Damien asks, staring at me confused. I look at him and laugh because I love shocking people. Many people didn't know that I'm Portuguese and Pakistani since my last name is Munoz. Typically, people just assumed I'm Hispanic due to my warm honey skin tone, dark eyes, and dark brown wavy hair. Before I can answer Damien, my Ami, Urdu for mother, sweet soft voice yells, Ab, Abi, me and Hayat Hayati are in the kitchen. Even though my mother and I rarely see eye to eye, it always warms my soul to hear her refer to me as her heart of hearts and my brother as her life of lives in her native tongue. I grab Damien's hand excitedly to introduce him to my mother. As we enter the kitchen, my mother drops a pan and flinches as if she's seen a ghost, her face turning a pea green as if she might vomit. Dad? My brother Dalton yells in confusion, his face morphing in disgust as he spies Damien's hands clasped with mine. Damien! My mother sputters out, clutching her throat. Neha! Dalton! Damien says hoarsely. I watch the color drain from his face and he clenches my hand so hard I yelp. Did my brother, Dalton, just call Damien dad? Oh, shit. That means that Damien is my half-brother's elitist sperm donor that knocked my mother up as a teenager. I rarely saw Dalton, not only because of the age difference, but more due to the fact that his father's, apparently Damien's parents, raised him and didn't like my mother all that much because she was the daughter of their living maid once upon a time ago. I feel my skin become blotchy and hot while the room begins to spin and bile inches up my throat. Well, just my luck. This was going to be a very, very interesting Thanksgiving dinner. So, listeners, it seems like our buddy Damien might have a type. Can you imagine how uncomfortable this Thanksgiving dinner is about to be? And what does this mean for Alina and Damien's budding fall romance? I guess we'll have to patiently wait and see now, won't we? Be sure to tune in this time next week to see what happens. If you can't wait, then go listen to part 2 on my Patreon. Until next week, lovelies.
Oh, so hot and sexy bedtime stories from Lala's Bedtime. Thanks for tuning in to this week's erotic tale. For more erotic stories, sex tips, love advice, and sexual education, check out lalasbedtimetales.com and add me on Instagram for more erotic and sensual content at Lala's Bedtime Tales. Please comment and share your fave sexy bedtime stories with erotica enthusiasts like you and me. Ta-ta until next time, sexies.